Greetings. My name is Reverend Anthony Kelly, and I am a pastor and teacher, author, entrepreneur, father, husband, grandfather, and host of the Shadows Project podcast. Throughout my 50 years of Christian ministry, prison ministry and criminal justice reform has by far been the most challenging. On this podcast, we will uncover the critical truths and justifications regarding prison ministry and criminal justice, and why it is important to the church and to our communities for engagement. Join me in hopes of spreading more awareness and recognition to this overlooked and mostly abandoned church ministry on the Shadows Project podcast. Greetings, my brothers and sisters. My name is Reverend Anthony Kelly, and I have been in Christian ministry for, well, now over 50 years, and 40 of those years has been as a pastor and teacher. I've recently retired from the pastoral ministry at the Greater First Church Baptist in Baker, Louisiana. But of course, my calling is eternal in terms of my work and continued work in the gospel ministry. And so I'd like to just share with you some updates in terms of where we're going with this new direction within our podcast ministry. We have a new structure, and we're excited about sharing that with you on today. For the past 25 years, or let me say 25 of those 50 years in my ministry, I've served and continue to serve as the founder, chairman, and CEO of our not-for-profit corporation called the Reclamation and Restoration Ministries. It is to that website that I'm going to refer you to at the end of this podcast introduction so that you can get and follow up with more information about the podcast structure, the sharings of the different series we're going to have, and so forth and so on. And so my fifth book, called Shadows, is really the premise, if you will, of these Christian series. There will be five Christian series, or let me say five episodes of the Christian series as a part of the new and upcoming podcast. In fact, we will have other series that will also follow that to include our ongoing prison ministry and criminal justice training series. We will also have a pastoral and preaching series, and that particular series will have episodes that's based upon my other work in terms of a message to the church, and that's from my book that I have here. It's a message to the church and what the Spirit is saying to the church, especially in the 21st century, and in here, it will have the trainings and the courses regarding that series that deals with how to access the vision that God has given you for your particular work. And I'm especially concerned in that particular series in terms of the preaching of the gospel that has a cost. It also deals with the preaching of the gospel that has a cross, which you don't hear much nowadays. And thirdly, it deals with the preaching of the gospel that has a crown. We can't forget that there is an eternal reward for our service here in building God's kingdom. And we're going to also have a leadership series on how to be a leader that people follow. And there are some principles there that we'll also be sharing with you from that perspective. I think my 50 years of ministry we'll also be able to share some very evidence-based work in terms of leadership in our churches, in our communities, and so forth. And we also have the Fatherhood and Manhood and Fatherhood series. Now, this is one that one of my daughters inspired me to look at in terms of addressing some issues for our millennial generation. And I'm excited that it talks about the difference between a boy and a man. It deals with how to parent and mentor a child that's not yours. And one especially that was unique to my personal ministry is that I have four daughters. And my daughter wanted me to include also about raising daughters in the church and in the world. And that's been an extraordinary ride, I tell you, these past 40 years. And then finally, from the new generation perspective of our reclamation ministries, we'll be dealing with the seventh series, which will be entrepreneurship and looking at ways and how to write your own book and how to sustain your own not-for-profit corporation. So I just wanted to share with you very briefly here in terms of what we're going to be doing in this new structure. Now, the fifth book, Shadows, that we're talking about, and we really want you to, you really need that book to help you deal with our Christian series episodes. And that book particularly is designed to encourage and enlighten and equip our Christian workers who are serving in situations of ministry, sometimes in the shadows of greatness of others, in your secondary role, or you may not be seen, you're working behind the bright lights, if you will. And then, of course, in your own ministry, you may be working hard, particularly I would say in the prison ministry is a great example, where there are no bright lights, no pats on the back, but working in many hell holes, if you will, behind prison walls and serving meaningfully and helping to change lives and directions of our men and women who are incarcerated that nobody really celebrates and pays attention to. And of course, for the last, 25 years, I served as the executive secretary of our National Baptist Convention's Prison Ministry and Criminal Justice Commission. So in all of these podcasts, you would feel that passion, you will feel that calling that I have to deal with criminal justice and mass incarceration. And so in this first series, just for the next few minutes, it deals with those five kingdom principles that I have in the book Shadows. And these are just excerpts, so you really need to have the book to really follow me in terms of this valuable teaching that will help you serving in your ministries. And again, the book Shadows talks about how to serve and serving with character, commitment, and competence in the midst, or if you will, in the absence of those accolades and pats on the backs and thank you very muches and thank you for your service. And it has five kingdom principles that help you deal with the character of that kind of ministry. And so the kingdom principle one necessitates that a person becomes a true servant who is willing to serve at the lowest level. Let me emphasize that again. That this first kingdom principle, and they are biblical and theological principles from the Word of God, that talks about the necessity, if you're going to be a real servant and a true servant working in the shadows, you must be willing to serve at the lowest level. And that's key because in the 13th chapter, in one of my favorite gospels, and that's John, Jesus exemplifies this point by sharing with his disciples and getting them ready for ministry. He wanted to model to them what true ministry is all about. And so what Jesus does, he girds himself with a towel and he gets a basin of water and he goes to each of his disciples and began to wash their feet. And when he gets to Peter, of course, you know, Peter, he was an extraordinary character, would always speak first and get in trouble and all of that. You know, that Peter perspective is extraordinary. That character is also one of leadership and strong. And when Jesus gets to Peter to wash his feet, Peter says, no, I'm not going to let you do that. That's below, that's beneath you. I can't let you wash my feet. And Jesus said, look, Peter, you may not understand what I'm doing now, but you understand it down the road. You understand it as you engage in this real ministry of service. And because if you don't, Peter, then you can't be a part of my ministry. And of course, Peter, embarrassed and sorrowful, says, "No, Lord, if that's the case, then I want you to wash every part of me, wash my hands, my feet, and all of that." And Jesus responds with something uniquely significant. And that's a whole nother area of forgiveness that we can get into. But Jesus says to Peter in that text, he says, those who are bathed, those who are clean, don't need to be washed all over again. And what that implies is that as God has saved us, as we have been washed, as Paul says, with the washing of regeneration, he has cleansed us, he has forgiven us, he's made us fit for his work. And yet on this journey, sometimes our feet get dirty, walking in the dusty roads as the disciples did in Jerusalem and Palestine, their feet would get dirty. And every now and then, your feet might get dirty, but you don't lose your salvation because you can repent and come back to God. And so Jesus was implying spiritually and theologically there that even though you've been clean, every now and then I got to wash your feet. Not to save you, but to get you ready and get you to move forward in this ministry. And so that's an extraordinary principle, my brothers and sisters, that we must learn how to be able to serve at the lowest level. In your churches, it could be cleaning the pews, helping the trustees clean up, speaking with the young people, mentoring, just wherever that ministry calls for you to give service at the lowest level. You know, Jesus said you ought to choose the little seat before you get called up to the high seat. And so that's an extraordinary principle that we're really excited about. And we want you to be aware that that's a part of these five kingdom principles. That's just one that's a part of that series. And we're going to be getting more and more into that in the next four podcasts that you'll be able to see and hear, I should say, beginning February, you'll be able to tune in to get the rest of those kingdom principles. Because all of this shares with us and challenges us to learn how we must work together in building the kingdom because we can't build the kingdom all by ourselves. And so I want you to please go to our website, rrministriesinc.org, and make sure you put the ink on that to get to the right website. Again, that's www.rrministriesinc.org. And you'll be able to sign in and request for more information about our training series, about the ministries, about the programs that are upcoming, and how to purchase your books. And remember, we're talking about Shadows, is our most current publication, but we're also talking about a very unique book in terms of How Shall They Hear? Which is also an extraordinary publication in terms of the prison ministry and criminal justice. And I also mentioned about what the Spirit is saying to the 21st century church. So please, brothers and sisters, join us on Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. in this new direction, this new pathway of this ministry that God has put upon my heart. And again, remember, you can find all the information you need about our podcast, our ministries, in the show notes. Make sure you link into that and you'll be updated on everything that we're doing and what God is doing, amen, in the lives of people engaged in this new direction ministry. And again, may God bless you, but remember to keep on praying, keep on planning to be safe, and keep on persevering. God bless you. I look forward to talking with you again.